Welcome back to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland, and joining me now is Lieutenant Jim Bussell. He's the Public Information Officer with the Rapid City Fire Department. Lieutenant Bussell, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So we're talking about a new app out there that saves lives.
We are. We're very excited about Pulse Point Respond and Pulse Point AED. These are two mobile apps that are free downloads in both the Android and Apple markets. And we launched these apps in Rapid City on November 1st of 2017. And since that time, we've seen some great success. And so right now, we're just really focused on trying to expand the reach of Pulse Point Respond and Pulse Point AED and get it into more hands, not only in Rapid City, but in the state of South Dakota as a whole.
And is the entire, this is available statewide? It's something that everybody's participating in, I guess?
The app is available to anyone in any community, but there are three Pulse Point connected communities in South Dakota: Sioux Falls, Aberdeen, and Rapid City. So again, the app is available to anyone. You know, next week we're going to have people visiting from the east side of the state for the South Dakota AA basketball tournaments. And so if you're from, you know, any of the other communities in the state and you have the app downloaded on your phone, it will work in Rapid City. And likewise, if you have the app and you live in Rapid City and you're traveling to Sioux Falls for the Class A tournament, it will work in Sioux Falls. And myself, personally, I do a lot of business in Sioux Falls, so it's nice to be able to switch the app over and follow what the Sioux Falls Fire Department is doing. And then, you know, as I'm out, if someone experiences a cardiac arrest in a public place, you know, I can be in a position to potentially help. So that's the nice thing about the app. Any community in the United States that's Pulse Point connected, if you have the app downloaded, you can use the app while you're in those communities.
Okay, so let's step back and just describe the purpose of this app.
Right, so Pulse Point Respond and its partner companion app, Pulse Point AED, they are smartphone apps that are activated by the local public safety communication center. And that is simultaneous with the dispatch of local fire and EMS resources. So the particular area of focus is out-of-hospital cardiac arrest. If an individual in a public venue goes into cardiac arrest, the app sends you a push notification if you are within walking distance of that cardiac arrest. In the United States, there are about 160,000 cardiac arrests, 360,000 cardiac arrests annually. And in the public setting, only about 39% of people in cardiac arrest survive. So the idea is to notify people who are outside of a traditional witnessed area that don't necessarily see the cardiac arrest take place, to send those push notifications so that they can start CPR immediately to improve survival outcomes.
So if I'm CPR certified, this would just be something that I do as my own community service.
Exactly. If you think about communities like Rapid City, Sioux Falls, Aberdeen, you know, we have a large population of people who are CPR trained because they're healthcare providers with the number of healthcare facilities in our community. Nationwide, the American Heart Association and the Sudden Cardiac Arrest Foundation have found that close to 50% of Americans have CPR training of some form or another. It may be hands-only CPR, or it may be, you know, a full CPR course that they've taken. But of those 50% of Americans, you know, the majority, the overwhelming majority of those people have taken CPR as a work requirement or as an educational requirement. And even though almost half of Americans have CPR training of some form, only somewhere in the area of a third of cardiac arrest victims receive bystander CPR. So what we're doing is we're crowdsourcing, and we are reaching out to those individuals with CPR training to download the app and then have an impact and help improve cardiac arrest survival rates.
So if you're in a so really this alerts you within walking distance, and then you're expected to run. You more than likely would beat first responders to the patient.
Yep, very much okay. So. So you would, if you download the PulsePoint app and you indicate that you've had CPR training, and you receive a cardiac arrest notification, you will get, it has a very distinct tone, and it will show you your location in relationship to the cardiac arrest, and it will also show you the location of the nearest automated external defibrillator, or AED. And that way we can get defibrillators and CPR-trained people to the patient's side and start CPR immediately. A cardiac arrest is an extremely time-sensitive emergency. And so even though first responders, they're throughout the community, in Rapid City, our goal is to be on scene within 6 to 7 minutes. But if you have, a large facility or you have a distance to travel, it is imperative to have help to the victim's side as quickly as possible. And it may be physically impossible for first responders to be there within 6 to 7 minutes. So this allows communities to get people, get help to a cardiac arrest victim side quicker than awaiting the arrival of first responders.
And let's talk a little bit about symptoms and signs of cardiac arrest.
Cardiac arrest is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. It's over 360,000 occurrences during the course of the year. Cardiac arrest is a cessation, stopping of breathing and of effective heart activity. So blood flow and circulation stops. An individual who is in cardiac arrest may appear as though they're breathing. It's the body's attempt to try and breathe, but there's no effective circulation of oxygen taking place, and the heart has stopped. And so the individual will be unconscious, and they will be not breathing. The American Heart Association has proven through science and data collection that for every minute that someone goes in cardiac arrest without high-quality CPR and defibrillation, their chance of survival decreases by 10%. And once you get beyond 6 minutes, it will be very, very difficult to resuscitate that individual. And so, again, that highlights why it is so important to have someone with CPR skills and defibrillation at the patient's side as quickly as possible.
And does the app help with you, to help you remind you how to do CPR or talk you through it at all?
It does. The app itself has a section that you can review to remind you how to do CPR. CPR training is just like a lot of things. It's perishable knowledge. If you don't use it, you tend to forget. And so it does have a reminder on how to do CPR. It even has a metronome to show you or to remind you how quickly you want to do compressions. We want you to compress the chest at least 100 times per minute. And so the app will help you with that. It is a great tool for us to reach out and improve survival outcomes, not only through, connecting people with cardiac arrest victims, but education as well.
And the AED device itself, if there's a locator on the app, walks you through that as well.
The AED device, yep, will walk you through that. So modern defibrillators, when you open them up, they have voice prompts that will walk you through the steps that you need to take. And so that is also a tremendous help. People who are not accustomed to responding to cardiac arrests and emergencies in this setting, it it can prove to be problematic. And so the defibrillator and the Pulse Point app together do a very good job of helping people work through those stressful situations.
Do you see this at all expanding to other health crises? Like, I'm thinking of strokes, and there are things that you can do to help a stroke victim right away.
Not necessarily stroke or other medical emergencies, but there are other uses for the app, other notifications that the app does send. Those include structure fires, wildland fires or vegetation fires, motor vehicle crashes, hazardous materials events, and natural disasters. And that is a great way for us to engage the community. It's also a great way for us to provide somewhat, I guess, transparency would be a good word for it. It's a virtual window for the community to see what our department is doing. And also, it's good to get those notifications out so that people can avoid the area if necessary. So again, with traffic collisions and fires and things like that. So there are other uses for the app that it does a tremendous job of alerting the community to outside of cardiac arrest. So it has been very successful in that respect as well.
Is there a concern at all, a liability concern at all with people who, show up as a first, to help in before the first responders get there?
Nope. So one of the big concerns, obviously, is privacy. And that has been addressed. That was addressed immediately when the app was launched. There's no individually identifiable information that is put out with the app. Any of the cardiac arrests that are put out are in a public venue, and again, there's no personal information that's relayed there. As far as liability goes, as long as the individual that is responding acts within their scope of practice, they will be fine. So if they have CPR training and they perform CPR, then they will be covered or should be covered by Good Samaritan laws. Another concern that came up when we launched the app was drawing in people to our scenes that shouldn't be there. People refer to them as looky-loos, and we've actually seen the opposite. Again, the app has done a good job of getting notifications out regarding things like fires and traffic collisions, and it's actually helped us in conjunction with the 211 Helpline Center to get the information out so that people can plan an alternate route. So some of those liability or safety concerns, the Pulse Point Foundation has done an outstanding job of mitigating those before the app was ever even launched.
And I have a bit of a fear that, oh my goodness, this thing could keep me up all night long.
Yeah, you know what? That is a legitimate fear. When you're a community, Rapid City last year, we ran close to 18,000 calls for service. And so, yes, there is a potential to keep you up all night. The app gives you the option to not get notifications if you so choose. So if you don't want to be notified of fires and car crashes and things like that, you can choose not to select those notifications and only get the CPR notification if you're nearby. So you can be as engaged as you want or engaged as little as you want.
Any data at all, Jim Bussell, on how many people have downloaded the app in South Dakota for the three Pulse Point areas?
We're not able to. I don't have the data for Sioux Falls or Aberdeen, but in Rapid City specifically, we have about 2,500 people who have downloaded the app, and about 1,400 of those have CPR alerts enabled. So there are around 1,000 people that have the app downloaded simply for the civic engagement and being informed and using that virtual window into our organization. Since we launched the app November 1st of 2017, we have had 16 cardiac arrest in public venues in the Rapid City area. And the great data to report back is that in 75% of those cases, the individual received immediate bystander CPR. So earlier I mentioned that only about a third of victims nationwide get immediate CPR, and in Rapid City we're at 75%. And we have had a 51% survival rate, and that means two hospital discharge. So 51% of the victims in those cardiac arrests in public settings since November 1st of 2017 have survived to discharge in the hospital. And the national rate right now is about 39.5%. So we're doing very well there. And the only way to improve on those numbers is to get the app in more people's hands.
And more people trained in CPR?
More people trained in CPR. And the exciting thing about that is with high school students being required to have hands-only CPR training prior to graduation, it's estimated that that will add more than 10,000 hands-only CPR-trained young adults to our South Dakota communities every year. So, you know, we joke, it's only half jokingly, but who is on their smartphone more than young adults? And so we have been really working hard to get the information out to our young adults. We were at the Women in Science and Technology Conference at the South Dakota School of Mines earlier this week, and visiting with our seventh graders who will, in Rapid City, in eighth grade, they'll take CPR. So we're trying to get the information out to younger and younger people all the time, and we're excited about adding more CPR-trained responders every year.
All right, Lieutenant Jim Bussell, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you having us.